So both readings today are about the end of time, and it makes a lot of sense because we're at the end of the liturgical year. This is the last week. First Sunday of Advent starts on Sunday, and we start all over again. So it's the church wants us to reflect on the end of time and maybe the end of our own time, and that we know that all things are moving toward an end. You know, and maybe we won't see the end of the world. Maybe we will, you know, but we don't know that. But the idea is there will be an end for each one of us, for sure. You know, that's one of the things we know for sure. And some say that to think about the end of our lives or the end of the world is an awful thing, and it's depressing and it's sad. However, our faith has always looked at the end of time as part of our way of understanding our lives. You know, there's that Latin phrase, tempus fugit, which time flies. We all know that phrase. And that phrase is not meant for us, you know, to have us cowering in a corner as much as to use wisely the time we have been given, because we know it's not forever. And it should teach us how to live. That's the point of it. That the moments that we have here are great gifts to be with each other and never to take them for granted, and to never take the people in our lives for granted, you know, and that we are to use wisely and to cherish each day and the people that are in it. So that's just as a wise way to live, not as a sad or depressing way to live, or maybe a morbid way, as they say, to look at things. But it's a way to understand how and understand what we call the truth about who we are and why we're here, and to have some understanding of the purpose, given the fact that it is not forever and that it does fly this time. And today Jesus reminds us that there will be an end of time, and so does the first reading from the book of Revelation about the harvest time, and that we do believe, as we say in the creed, that we will all join with God, that there'll be a resurrection of the dead, and that those who are found worthy remain with him forever in eternity. And that's no small thing to keep before our eyes at all times, so that we live our time here in the best way that we can, and probably, as we believe, in the most fruitful way, because God gives us this message so that we live rightly and live in the state of grace, because we know that time does fly.